Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast. I'm Star Sports Editor Ryan Finley here with Greg Hansen. Greg, football and basketball stuff to talk about this week, so let's just get right into it. Khalil Tate, every week I go, well, there's no way he'll do it again. Arizona plays USC this week. There's no way he's going to do it again.
Totally agree.
But the last 3 weeks he's done it again. I mean, against Washington State, he, against the best Washington State defense in 15 years, 10 years?
Since the mid-90s.
Since the mid-90s, Khalil Tate, I mean, they put up 58 points. Khalil Tate was, I thought it was his best all-around game.
Yeah.
He was smart passing the ball, did not make a ton of mistakes. The interceptions, I thought, were mostly problems not his doing. And then, you know, makes those big runs when he has to. He's special.
If you watch the replay on the Pac-12 network, it just intrigues me because those two long runs he had, there was just a hole like maybe a yard. And both times he just and hit the hole. And then where is everybody after that?
I know.
Has college football ever been like that without safeties back there?
No. It's crazy. I mean, he has to use a video game reference, I mean, he's got like a turbo button that nobody else seems to have. I mean, as a hole is closing, he can get right in there, and then it's a touchdown. Or as he's getting chased, and this is something I noticed last week, you know, as protection breaks down, he does such a good job of rolling out and seemingly just before some guy is going to get him from behind, just a little by him 5 feet, gets rid of the ball, keeps his eyes downfield. I don't want to jump into superlative land because I think that people have been doing that for 2 weeks now. I'm not sure I've ever seen a guy in an Arizona uniform do that.
Oh, in an Arizona uniform? What other uniform?
Yeah.
I mean this only in the best way. It reminds me of watching the Kentucky Derby and a horse comes into the home stretch and suddenly just kicks the other's butts.
Right, right. He reminds me a little bit of Johnny Football. When Johnny Manziel was at Texas A&M, you'd see these plays where Johnny, you know, protection would break down, the pocket would collapse, and you go, well, Johnny's dead now. And then, no, he was fine. It's incredible. Greg, you've been around. I mean, you were here for the Desert Swarm era, here for Sean Elliott, here for Steve Kerr, here for the 1997 National Championship. Obviously, this doesn't compare to the National Championship. But where does this phenomenon fall?
It fits side by side or hand in hand with the 92 birth of the Desert Swarm. They opened the year 1-2-1. And then they won 5 straight games, 3 against ranked teams. And no one had seen anything like it on defense.
Right.
And then they lost. People don't remember this. They lost 3 games in a row. They lost to ASU 7-6.
Wow.
And finished 6-5-1. So I've been thinking a lot about that there's so much left.
I know.
They've played, if you look back at it now, the teams they've beaten are really flawed. Colorado's down. Utah's really down. UCLA's really, really down. And Washington State is pretty good.
Right. But they've now lost 2 of 3.
Yeah. So, and we were talking about this. Their 3 toughest games remain, and they're all on the road. Oregon, with the quarterback coming back.
Right.
At ASU, which is an Armageddon.
Right.
And USC, which is, you just get, they've got so much personnel. if Arizona wins one of those three games, I think it'll be a very successful year.
I mean, I think that the number one storyline going forward now becomes keeping Khalil Tate healthy.
Oh, I know it.
USC obviously has the personnel to hurt you. Arizona State, I know it's the final game of the year and we're getting ahead of ourselves. Arizona State, you think Arizona State's going to care if he's a foot out of bounds or not?
Oh, did Colorado care? I think Colorado tried to take care of Brandon Dawkins.
Yeah, no, I agree. It, to me, you know, and look, Anu Solomon has announced that he's withdrawn from school and he's done at Baylor. I don't know if you heard that, because of concussions.
Yeah.
Brandon Dawkins obviously has taken his hits. This is an offense that if you're not smart, can be very cruel, right? If you're not getting out of bounds and sliding, Khalil Tate is not the kind of guy who has been doing a lot of sliding and getting out of bounds. I think you worry about his health as he heads into a game against a USC team with some horses on defense.
There's a reason why Russell Wilson at Seattle doesn't get hurt, because he doesn't take a hit.
And the reason why Russell Wilson doesn't take a hit is because he's the smallest quarterback in the NFL. He is smart enough to know that he can't take those hits the way Ben Roethlisberger can, you know. And Khalil Tate, it's interesting. I mean, you know, they're trying to call him the Big Cat. I think that's one of the U of A's in-house nickname now. He's not big, though.
No.
You know, he's not Jamarcus Russell, you know, or Ben Roethlisberger. You know, this is a guy who's very much a good-looking athlete, but not a particularly tall or muscular guy. He's not going to be able to take the kind of hits that a running back would take.
You just wonder, I mean, with the ball in his hands so often, he's going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, while you say that, you look back just on the Arizona quarterbacks who have been, quote, franchise quarterbacks since they've been in this league. Almost none of them got hurt.
Right.
Tom Tunnicliffe never got hurt, and he was a tough sucker who would take guys on.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, never got hurt.
One of those coaches, somebody used to say, health is a skill.
Wow, that's a good one.
Which is true. I mean, think about how many total games how many aggregate games lost does Arizona's injury report lead to every year, right? I mean, if you have four rotation guys out every week, that's four full guys all year, right? I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
What, one-fifth of your lineup? Staying healthy is a skill. Now, Khalil Tate, to his infinite credit, if he has been hurt, hasn't shown, and he's managed to stay mostly healthy since he took over as starting quarterback a month ago, if he can make it through the next four games healthy, putting up approximately the same numbers he's been putting up, he enters next season as the Heisman Trophy candidate.
He would be, and this would solve the attendance problems at Arizona Stadium, They would average more than 50,000 next year if all that happened.
Right.
Even if they go 8-4, I think that will happen. But if they go 8-4, he'll probably be the Pac-12 player of the year. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Bryce Love. If Stanford holds on and wins the North,
Bryce Love's in the conversation. But, I mean, he's better. He is better right now than anybody at USC. It was the last time you could say that about Arizona. Kadeem Carey?
Yeah, we were talking that if Arizona and USC mixed their roster, only one Arizona player would start, offense or defense, and it would be Khalil Tate.
Right, when his counterpoint at USC, Sam Darnold, the guy who's going to go first or second in the upcoming NFL draft. It's crazy. Let's switch to hoops real quick. Arizona basketball team opens its exhibition season against Eastern New Mexico. Huge game.
Yeah.
But the Wildcats are going to be without Parker Jackson Cartwright, who is hurt, and Dylan Smith, who is suspended, Raleigh Alkins, who has a broken foot. Does that change anything?
I think it actually works out, because now you can get more time for Alex Barcelo. You can get more time for Brandon Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a full look at these guys now instead of wondering. And that, to me, that'll make the game more. Tomorrow's game, or when they play Eastern New Mexico, that's going to be entertaining just to see these guys against an opposing team.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so funny. I mean, they're not going to play anybody
for
a while.
No.
I don't care if it's an exhibition or a regular game. They're not going to play anybody till the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That said, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how DeAndre Ayton works with teammates. It'll be interesting to see some of these young guys. I'm always curious to see who develops the most physically from year to year. Last year, it was Alonzo Trier for reasons that soon became evident. But this year, you know, I want to know, is Dušan Ristić more skilled? Can somebody bang underneath a little bit more now he's put on some size or shed some size? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the whole roster, how about Keanu Pinder?
Yeah.
Maybe he's bigger and stronger now.
Yeah, yeah. Parker Jackson Cartwright. I mean, your first impression from the Red-Blue game was he's a little bowling ball of a guy now.
Yeah.
Where before he was sort of injury prone.
The one that struck me was Raleigh Alkins before he got hurt.
Right.
I saw him on campus a couple of times, and it was like when I saw Solomon Hill going into his senior year, I did a double take. Wow.
Right.
He changed his whole look.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. And I don't know. It's an exhibition basketball game, but there's something to be said for basketball in Tucson, whether they're playing UCLA or Eastern New Mexico. It's the start of something that could be special.
It better be special because a lot of people are waiting for that to happen.
No.
And if it doesn't happen, there's going to be some, I don't know if there's repercussions, but many, many unfaithful people.
Obviously, there's so much still that we need to learn in this FBI case, but the big news that came out, was it Friday night, was that the agent and the money, the financial guy who bribed Book Richardson are basically flipping. And they're cutting a deal with prosecutors in exchange to testify. That, and I'm speculating here, I'm not a lawyer, that could spell really bad news for a lot of people, notably Book Richardson and Sean Miller.
He's not just going to flip a little bit.
No, you don't kind of flip.
If he's got a lot of stuff, it's all going
to
be out.
Right. To me, that's, and I mean, we could all find out some of this stuff as soon as next week.
Wow.
You know, their next court date is November 7th or 8th, which is the same day Book is due back in court.
Yeah, I mean, could this become a bigger story than the U of A season?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? It's hard to imagine something becoming a bigger story than the U of A season, because this U of A season may be the greatest season in recent memory in terms of hype and expectations.
I watched, and I should be punished for watching this, part of Oregon's exhibition game last night with Northwest Christian.
Right. Deep in the woods, yes.
Yeah. When I turned it off, it was 90-47 with 12 minutes to go.
Ooh.
But Oregon looks like they've got players.
Sure.
Winning in Oregon, that's the game of the year, is Arizona at Oregon.
Well, yeah, because it's not going to be Arizona-UCLA.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. GH, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
You got any predictions for me?
I think USC
Hold on, start at the beginning. Arizona versus Eastern New Mexico. Who you got?
I'm saying, let's see, DeAndre Ayton. All right, let's move to USC. I think this will be a game Arizona cannot win.
You look at the numbers, and we talk about how numbers get so conflated now. Arizona allowed 600 yards last week and won easily. And you're watching these games, it seems like it's just a matter of the defense trying to hold on at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
USC is not going to be the kind of team that's going to – USC is not going to rack up 600 yards and lose by 20.
No.
USC, I think, is going to try to compress the game a little bit, run the football.
Is it Ronald Jones II?
You know he has the best nickname in sports.
What?
He is the Texas Tesla.
Oh, that's right.
The Texas Tesla. See, where's that for Khalil Tate? Anyway.
He gained 220 yards last week and didn't get Pac-12 Player of the Week.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I mean, to me, that's the question. Is USC, I think, is going to try to play traditional, pro-style, big boy football. If Arizona can take them out of their flow a little bit, USC's shown this year that they're not very good for long stretches of time. But... my goodness. I mean, USC at home. Who picks against USC at home?
Yeah, well, Arizona's beat them over there 3 times in history.
Yeah.
The odds of this being number 4 aren't very good.
No. It'd be fun to watch, though. Who would have thought, again, we need to remind ourselves of this, who would have thought in week 1 or week 2 that Arizona-USC would be relevant for Pac-12 championship reasons?
Yeah. And the way they beat ASU and Tempe just, to me, solidifies how good USC can be.
Mm-hmm. I think the Pac-12 South is basically ASU. You can't.
They're going to lose. ASU is going to be 6-2 going into the Arizona game in the league.
Wow. How about that? What if it all comes down to Arizona ASU?
Yeah, can UCLA beat USC? I don't think so.
I don't know. Hey, is it possible that the league's bad, Greg?
I watched Stanford last week against Oregon State. Oregon State is really, really crummy.
Right. It just seems like just when you think you know who the horses are in this league, somebody plays terribly and loses, and you go, oh, well, never mind. You know, Washington is maybe the one team that's kind of been consistently boring but good.
But just the way they lost to Arizona State.
Yeah.
I can't get past that right now.
I know. That's crazy. All right, Greg, join us next week?
Yes.
Excellent. Fantastic. That'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast. For Greg Hansen, I'm Ryan Finley. We'll see you next time.